Shalom Kufetes, Ois Beis. Hine, Tefillois Keneged Temidim Tiknum. As I'll say, that the Tefillos that we have, Shachris and Mincha, were established to correspond to the Korban Tamid. It was one Korban Tamid that was brought in the morning, one in the afternoon. So that's a shachar, connected to the Tamid Shachar. Shachris corresponds to the Tamid of the morning, and Tefillos HaMincha connected to the Tamid Shabbat. And Mincha corresponds to the Tamid of the afternoon. Tefillos Ariv is connected to the Avonim of Dorim, Shekrevim, Malachim, Kol HaLaila. And Ma'ariv was established to correspond to the burning of the limbs and the fat that was burnt on the Mizbeach the entire night. V'chein v'tzim v'medesh rab al ha-posek ha-yoyim anoichi mitzavcha. We find in the Medrash on the Pasuk that we say by Kriya Shema, that I command you this day. So on Hayoyim Anoichi Mitzavcha, today I am commanding you. Says the Medrash, Shiroh Moshe Shabbat Shamigdash Yechareb. Moshe Rabbeinu saw with prophecy that the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed. The Tikkun HaTfilos, therefore, he established the Tfilos. Gam Rambam Perikal of the Tfilah, maybe Ki HaTfilos Neged Kabonos. And the Rambam also says that the Tfilos were instituted to correspond to the Kabonos. So to explain this all in a way that will enhance our avodas Hashem, ki Chazal amru, Chazal say tamid shel shachar mechaber al avodas shel laila, that the tamid of the morning atones for the avodas that a person committed at night. So we bring immediately a carbon in the morning to atone for the averus of the previous night. The tamid shel bein ravayim, and the carbon tamid, which was the last carbon of the day, mechaper al averus shel yom, that atones for all the averus of the day. Behainu, and the understanding is ki tachlis avodas yehudi ba'ilama yehushia davak mashem. The ultimate purpose of our avodah, the avodah of a Jew in his world, is to be connected to Hashem. We spoke about yesterday by Shal Shudis, the way to connect to Hashem is only through the heart. That's what the Levi is, right? The Levi is the lamed represents the lave, the heart. The Yud represents the Rabbeinu Shleilam, and the Vav is the connecting letter. Connects the heart to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Chol Petuya Yitzahara, the enticing of the Yetzer Hara, who she yasa masam ka'ela, she achiko oisem im kore tzumach tzavasai, is that a person should do such actions that will distance him from his source, mekor yinikosa me'akdusha, and the source of his nourishment of kedusha, which is the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Lahaknas pirud ben advekim. Yetzahara wants to separate those that are to be connected. Avodas hakarbonos, the avodah karbonos bebeis hamikdash, the purpose of the avodah of the karbonos in the beis hamikdash, hay lahavi dvekus ben yisrael avim shabashmaim, was to bring a connection between Bnei Yisrael and their Father in Heaven. V'zum hashmos kaporas avoinis. And that is the definition of atonement of the sins. The sins are that separate between ourselves and the Rabbani Shalom. The Karbonis atone for those sins and bring us back together. Hein
v'negeya. If this is so powerful, then why is it we still have chorus and we still have the other physical beatings and things like this? If this in fact cleanses you and gets you clean, and then why do you need the rest of it?
Very good kasha, very good question. The Torah tells us which karbonis can atone for what. And there are things that karbonis cannot atone for. Anything that requires a malchus, anything that requires Mises Bezdin, that karbonis can't accomplish anything. So they're not.
Been out of
the blanket. Out of the clear. You got the papyrus at night. You got the papyrus that covers you for 24 hours.
Right. So therefore, you can do whatever you want.
Well,
weekend pass.
Yeah, there you go.
What?
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
I'm about to.
I'm preaching to.
Yeah. So they cover whatever they can cover. Nowadays, that we do not have Mises Bezdin, we don't have capital punishment, we don't have flogging, we don't have malchus. So nowadays, we can tshuva does accomplish all of that. Whether it's with Yisurim or this.
So in that case, we're better off without the temple.
No, there's the affliction. There's Avor Chiluki Kapora that the Rishmal teaches us in Masechtas Yoma. There are different levels of what needs to be done, what a person has to go through in order to have full atonement. Now that we don't have the Malkus or the Mises Bezdin, put it this way: through Malkus and Mises Bezdin, a person atoned their Kapora a lot quicker. Back then, it's a process now. Whether it's through affliction or through.
But how often would we get malchus? Because it wouldn't be common.
True, economic. It's true. And Mises Bezdin definitely is not common. You need to be warned. You need to be. There's so many things that have to be. You got to be witnesses.
If you come to the 6 o'clock shiur every day, learn about Mavoi Malkus and all of them. We're all about to.
With live demonstrations.
65 lots that you get malchus for. Right? All the lots
you
get malchus.
Yeah.
So the individual.
Only lots yesh b'maisim. And only lots on kibasei.
So the individual in previous generations that didn't get hasra. And what did he do? Did he not have a requirement to be a
korban? He was in the same boat as we are.
Yeah, he had no requirement to be a korban to be makaber. He didn't fulfill the requirements for.
Right. Well, let's say the Gemara says it happens to somebody who murdered somebody intentionally, and there were no witnesses. So the Gemara says going to Golas, right? Going into the Yom Miklat is not going to do it for him. It's not going to atone for him. It's Yom Miklat is only for Shogi. So he has to do tshuva.
And then there's the ones that you have doubt about that you put into this kukha and feed them barley till their belly swells.
No.
The Gemara Sanhedrin talks about those in which there was only one witness, but everyone saw it, but they didn't fulfill everything, so you put them in this.
Right, jailhouse,
yeah. Feed him wet barley.
That's what
we do every Shabbos. Mezumah Shmo is Kaporas Avoinis. This is the definition of atonement of the sins. Hamid Agir the Chol is Am Yisrael. Whether we're speaking about the nation Bnei Yisrael in general, Hamid Agir the Prati Yisrael, or whether we're talking about the individual, Kvashkasa Maharal, as Maharal writes, Beperish Inyan Akabonis. When he means whether it's a general or individual, is the Karban Tamid was a Karban that was brought for an entire nation. It was an atonement for all of their sins. And then there's the individual Karban that each and every individual brings on any specific affair. As Maharal writes, when he explains the whole concept of Karbanis, Kabbanas Tamachafram, a Kabbanas that atone. The Korban, Umalosh, and Kiruv. Korban comes from the word Kiruv, which is coming close. Tomid Shal Shachar, Machafra, Alaveda Shal Laila, says the Maral, the Tomid of the morning atones for the Averis of the night, meaning in Mizrahi Yehudim Hashem, Aide Averis Shal Laila. The person was distant from Hashem through his Averis of the night. Chachas Vashulam, have you period ben advekim and itaka kesher, and chas v'sholom the person brought a separation between the connected, and the knot was untied. The korban tomid of the morning comes along and it brings in a connection between Bnei Yisrael and the Father in Heaven. So also the Talmud of the afternoon, Mechaper, atones in Chas V'Sholom, Aveiris Shal Yom, and Chiko, Yefridu, Ois, Tami Avish, Vashemayim. If Chas V'Sholom, the Aveiris of the day, distance a person, or separated him from his Father in Heaven, is Yash Aveiris, Sheikesh the Tosam, that's the, is it still the Maral speaking? I'm not sure. So that's what the purpose of the Kabbanis, of the Kabbanis are. To bring back the connection that might have been severed either during the night or during the day. So the Yash Averis, there are Averis Sheikesh the Tosam Balayla. There are Averis that their main reign is at night. You know, a person is more vulnerable to such averis during the night. Yes, ikishli tasim ayam, and then there are averis that a person is more vulnerable to during the day. Kamarum is bepasuk, as it is hinted to in the pasuk, leisiro mipachad loyla mecheitz yoyif yaimam midever ba'if al yalech meketiv yeshu tzeraim. So the pasuk singles out specific klippas and powers of evil that reign during the day and during the night. And the powers of tuma shultam yama shultam alayla that reign during the day and reign during the night. And the correction for all of this, hema karbonis. The Kabbanas on the Karvim is Yehudi Dovashvashvashvashvayim that bring the Jew closer to his Father in Heaven.
Why do we do all these Kabbanas?
Who says that they said Tachan when there was Kabbanas?
So what we do today, we take Kabbanas in the morning, we say Tachan.
So our whole davening is corresponds to the Karvim. All the approaches of the Karvim.
There was no idea of personal tefillah when there were problems.
I'm sure there was.
Just nothing like formalized.
And nothing at a specific time of the day. But tefillah's arvis, he kenegad evarim upadorim shekrevim balochim kol alayla. And mariv corresponds to the limbs and the fat that were burnt on the Mizbech the entire night. which referred to the types of things that are not really averis, and enyone chumrius. Rather, they are concepts of indulgence in physicality, materialism. Al derech halayla, similar to the night. Shekoyches nevesh abahamis mishtaltim ozal ha'odam, which the powers of the animalistic soul overcome the person. V'chazal omru, Chazal say al mishmoros halayla, Chazal explain that the night is divided into three parts, three watches. Mishmoros echad, the first, Chazal give us a symbol to realize which is when the first one is, when the second one is, when the third one is. So the mishmoros echad on the first one, chamor noyer, the donkey braised. Mishmar Shania, on the second Mishmar Kalabim Tzayakim, the dogs bark. Hainu, meaning Achumrius Vakaychus Afelim, the donkey and the dog, are references to the materialism and the dark powers within the person. Shabbatim Vasayim are awakened. Vachaish Tukad Vatzmaisav. And the person has the fire of the Etahara, the Malatavaisav, to fulfill his desires. Kolovim Tzayakim, when it says that that was the definition of Chamor Noir, which Chamor comes, Chamor, the dog comes from the word Chumrius, which is materialism, physicality. Kolovim Tzayakim, and then when it talks about the dogs screaming, the dogs barking, howling. This is a reference to the animalistic powers, the lowly animalistic powers, that howl like a dog, hav, give. Lashon of the Zohar. Hav tavos gufnias shvelas, give me animalistic soul screaming out, give me my physical pleasures. Have a noise with tanugim v'hamim, give me pleasure, animalistic pleasure. Chaneged zeh, he mitzvahs hakrovas evorim v'donim agavim v'zbeach, and corresponding to this is the mitzvah of burning the limbs and the fat on his back. That is what goes up in flames on the Mizbeach the entire night until the morning. Esha Kodesh, it is the holy fire on Shetukadog on the Mizbeach that burns on the Mizbeach. That gives the power in the Jew on Shetukad. I'm sorry, Sheyadlik, Esh Kodesh, Bekibadi, you should be able to ignite a holy fire within himself. And through this Gabra Allah, he should be able through the holy fire to overcome the evil fire that is within him. Bechina Havla Mapakavla, and a bechina of heat that banishes heat. Okay, that was all when the Bismigdash was standing. And next week we'll learn how that applies to us. Yeah, it's hard there.